them so that concealment would be denied to any large attacking force. It was a well-ordered compromise between the provision of privacy and relaxation, and the need for security in an age when an attack could conceivably happen at any time. 30 meters to the left of where the sentry stood, a picnic table had been fashioned by attaching an old cartwheel to the sawn-off stump of what had been a larger tree. Several rustic benches were placed around the table, and a smaller tree had been planted to one side to shade it at noon. It was a favourite spot for the knights and their ladies, affording a good overview of the green, pleasant parklands that sloped away to the distant dark line of a forest. The intruder was heading toward this table. He slipped into the shadows of a small grove 40 meters from the bench, then dropped belly down to the ground. Taking one last look to get a bearing, the dark figure snaked out of the shadows, face down, heading for the shelter of the table. Progress was painstakingly slow. This was a trained stalker, who knew that any rapid movement would register with the sentry's peripheral vision. As shadows of clouds passed over the park, the crawling figure would move with them, rippling unobtrusively across